But it says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, or in the body, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Then if you go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And then if you turn over to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14, am I going too fast for you? You get there. Okay, just write them down. All right. It's all right to use your Bible at home too. But Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14 says, but God forbid that I should glory save or accept in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now here's what I want to draw your attention to. By whom the world is crucified to me and I to the world. And so you think about the effect of the cross is what it is. And I guess the thing I want to talk to you about this morning is living a resurrected life. Sometime early this morning, I woke up, I had a very unusual dream. And I'm not really a dreamer, per se. And I didn't know what the dream was all about. I thought it was somewhat so, a little bit weird, to say the least. But sitting here, the Lord showed me what the dream meant. And it's like, and I'm going to just share this with you, and then we're going to get back to this subject, okay? Because this relates, it all relates. But it was like some friend of mine had died, and I'd gone to the funeral home to visit, but it was so unusual in that he wasn't in what we would call a regular viewing room, but this lady took me into some side room, and over against the wall was a closed casket. And I thought, this is different, you know. And so she opens the casket. But when she opened the casket, it was like from here up was covered. I couldn't see. All I could see was the torso and the legs, because she opened the whole thing, not just the front part, but the whole thing. And then all of a sudden, the legs started just jumping all over the place. And, I mean, just real spastic, okay? And so I'm standing there and I'm watching this. And then after a while, the cover comes off of the face to where I can see the face. And by that time, there's some other people in the room. And I hear somebody saying, rise and walk. And this guy in the casket starts talking. His eyes are open and he's talking, but he never did get up. He never did walk. And but yet he laid there in the casket, you know, talking to the people and all that. And I told you it was weird, didn't I? Okay. So I'm trying to figure out what in the world is this? So I've been pondering on that all morning, trying to figure this out, and then trying to get direction. And I thought about, or the scripture just came to me in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, and then also Galatians 6:14, where he's talking about cross being the thing that identifies him dead to the world dead to him. And as I pondered on this, we're talking about resurrected life, okay? So when I go in, what I'm seeing is a person dead to the world. You're totally dead to the world, okay? It's not enough to be crucified. You with me? Just lying there in a casket, you're dead. So, the world has no hold on you, but you don't have any influence on the world. You follow me? Okay. And then when the legs started jumping all around, it was like they couldn't support the body. So the reason the person couldn't get up is because they didn't have a foundation under them. They didn't have a support. In other words, they could talk. You follow me? And this is where so many people are today. They can talk the talk, but they can't walk it out. They know about the resurrected life. They can talk about the resurrected life. But the problem is walking out the resurrected life. We're still wanting to walk in that dead walk, if you will. Still wanting to walk in the ways of the world. And this resurrected life is a new life. And the bottom line is we're depending on the body to do the things of the Spirit, and that's not the way it works. We have to depend upon the Spirit to do the things of the Spirit, and that the Spirit will energize the body, that the Spirit will utilize the body in order to get the will and purpose of God accomplished. You follow all that? Is any of this making sense to you? Okay? And then, this thing about walking in and not being able to see anything, it's like a box over somebody's head, just they're covered. And this is what came to me, is the world doesn't see who you are. Most of the time, we do not see who you are. We just see a house. We see who you present. But who you are is below the surface. Who you are is not something natural. Who you are is a spiritual being. And so often that spiritual being is suppressed and it's not seen because we're so caught up in natural activities. I'm not talking about sin and gross sin and that type thing. I'm just talking about everyday natural living, living out of the natural rather than living out of the Spirit. And so people don't see who we are, or they don't see, may I say it this way, they don't see Jesus in us. Paul said, nevertheless, I live, but it's not me. We've got to get the nevertheless in there to understand that this resurrected life is not a renovation of an old lifestyle. It's a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away. Now all things are new. And this is talking about the inward man. This is talking about the resurrected man. You can't have a resurrection without a death. So the old nature has to die so a new nature can live. But once that old nature is put to death and you accept a new nature, if you don't have the foundation under you, you can't walk that nature out. That foundation being the Word of God. You with me? Okay. And so God is really strongly emphasizing how important it is to get a foundation under us to where we can carry the gospel, if you will, to where we can carry out this resurrected life. Not using an old man to talk about it, but the new person on the inside, the Spirit of God, Jesus actually just testifying of Himself. He's just using a body to do it. And you have to differentiate between the physical body and the Adamic nature or the sinful nature, okay? The sinful nature is put to death, but the body is very much alive. The body is very much needed by God. But that body can't support the things of the Spirit by relying on its natural self. It has to rely on the things of the Spirit. We have to rely on the Spirit of God to strengthen us, you understand? Then we can do what needs to be done through Christ, not through our own energies. You following? Okay. So God is wanting us to live a resurrected life. So what is a resurrected life? It's a life to where we're dead to the world. It's a life to where we're very much alive to God. That's a life to where the world's dead dust. Now, what does that mean? That the world has nothing that attracts us. The sad part is that the modern day church, most Christians today, the world attracts them. And consequently, they're not walking out a resurrected life. The world is not dead to them. Maybe they're not sinning. Maybe there has been a change. Okay? I'm not arguing that point. But what I'm saying is there's still attractions out there. They're still gravitating toward the things of the world. They're still depending on the things of the world rather than depending upon God. The resurrected life is a brand new creation. It never existed before in your life. You understand? And so it's actually Jesus on the inside, but He's wanting to get out. Now what I mean by that is not vacate, but He's wanting to express Himself. You with me? And so the Jesus in you would like to express Himself through you. But if you don't have enough knowledge of the Scriptures to understand these things, to know who you are in Christ, to know who you're, to know your authority, to know your power, if you don't know these things, then you will be hesitant in trying to take these things to someone else because there's nothing there supporting you. You'll operate in fear instead of faith. You follow me? Faith will support you. In fact, years ago, I was been ministering to a man for quite some time, several months actually, and God had done a miraculous thing in this man's life. Number one, He had saved him, and that was a miracle in itself because that had been a long, hard road. And it actually had me teaching a Bible study in his house. And he was in a bed. And I went down to see him. I would get there early and visit with him and talking to him. And I came in that particular evening and he said, "Pete, I walked all over this house last night." I said, "Really?" I said, "Did you try to get up?" He said, "I was afraid to." I said, "Well, don't be afraid." Now that's easy for me to say, right? Okay. Act on it. Act on it. Because I felt like in my spirit, I felt like God was giving him an opportunity to be totally healed. That's what I felt like. But he didn't have the foundation to support him. And ultimately, he died later on. Well, thank God that he's in the presence of the Lord today. But God is wanting us to live the resurrected life right now. And most Christians, I think it would be safe to say that most Christians are waiting to live the resurrected life later on. But we've already passed from death to life according to the 5th chapter of John. And so if we died and we have life now, obviously we've been resurrected and God's wanting us to walk in that resurrected life, not to continue in an old worldly lifestyle. And when I say worldly, I'm not talking about so much gross sinning and that type thing. I'm just talking about living naturally rather than being led by the Spirit. Living naturally rather than spiritually. Until you recognize you're a spiritual being living in a physical house, you will continue to live naturally. This is why I say you have to get a foundation under you. We must realize who we are in Christ. Not who you are by natural descendancy, but who you are by new birth. You with me? That's the thing that will support you when God's wanting to carry this message, convey this message to other people. Then you have the strength on the inside of you. You have the spiritual strength to convey the message of God, and you have the conviction that God will confirm that word with the signs following. But many people go out with a hope-so attitude rather than a no-so. God's word will not return void. That is an absolute fact, and there's not a thing you can do about it. You can deny it, defy it, but you can't stop truth. Truth is truth. Now, we're to be the carriers. You understand? Seed. We have so much seed in us. But if my legs won't support me, I can't take it anywhere. And if I continue to hide who I am, to where the world thinks I'm this, without really knowing me, I'm not going to be successful. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You want to know who I am? A child of God. And it's amazing how hard it is for believers to admit they're believers. Especially when they get in certain circles. They don't want people to know. You with me? And God says if we're ashamed of Him before people, He's going to be ashamed of us before His Father. And so we have to start developing on the inside to the point that we know who we are in Christ. I am a son of God, and I can tell you I'm a son of God, and you say what you want to. Who does He think He is? I think I'm who the Bible says I am. Beloved, now are we sons of God. Now, if God wants to call me His son, I'm just going to go along with that. If He'll call me that, why can't I call myself that? But you keep it in perspective. Not the son of God, a son of God. And there's a world of difference between the two. You with me? But you must get established in who you are in order to live the resurrected life. Otherwise, you won't be able to get up out of the casket, so to speak, and fulfill the ministry for which God has ordained you. And I'm telling you, there's so many people that they have head knowledge, but they're not doing anything with it. They're not fulfilling the ministry for which God's ordained them. And I'm not talking about just podium ministry. I'm talking about just everyday life, talking to people around you. And I'm not talking about getting on a soapbox and preaching at them. Living a resurrected life in front of them, to where you don't act like they act, you don't think like they think, so you don't talk like they talk. And you don't let them influence you, you influence them. I've never influenced Jesus. But boy, has He influenced me. You with me? Okay. That's the life that God is wanting to be lived in these physical bodies today. Not in the hereafter. That'll take care of itself. But right now. If I can't live for Him now, what makes me think I can live for Him then? If I don't love Him now, why would I love Him then? If I'm ashamed of Him now, why would I be ashamed of Him then? So let's unveil who we are. Now, not be ashamed of the gospel, realizing we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. The old died. There's a resurrected life on the inside, and we're to allow that resurrected life to be lived through us. Amen? Well, that's the message. Okay? Scriptures you're familiar with, but just note that the cross is not something to worship. The cross is the intersection of your life. Dead to the world. The world's dead to me. I'm going in a different direction now. We're going to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen. Okay? Yes.